Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's lesson on K-space in MRI. This lesson discusses what K-space is, its units, and how it is filled during an MRI scan. Understanding K-space is crucial as it will help to optimize scan settings to enhance image quality. Let's get started. K-space is not a physical space, but a data storage space where the frequency and phase information collected by the MRI scanner is held. The data is later transformed back into an image that represents the actual anatomy. Another way of thinking about it is that K-space holds the spatial frequency information collected by the MRI scanner. Spatial frequency refers to the variation in signal intensity over a distance in an image. K-space is measured in radians per centimeter. This is because in K-space, spatial frequency is represented as a phase change over distance. The units of the phase in MRI are radians, and the units of distance in MRI are centimeters. Data within K-space are symmetrical. The bottom half is a mirror image of the top, and the right half is a mirror image of the left. During an MRI scan, signal is acquired after the magnetic moments of the hydrogen nuclei have experienced magnetic resonance. The echo creates an analog signal that has to be converted to digital data points before they can be translated to pixels to form the MRI image. After going through the analog to digital converter, the data points are sent to K-space, where each data point represents the frequency and phase information detected from the signal. The data are arranged in a matrix, with the highest concentration of signal and contrast information located at the center of the matrix, and the highest resolution data at the outside edges. K-space has two axes, the phase axis and the frequency axis. These axes correspond to the phase and frequency information from the scanner. After the K-space matrix is filled, a complex mathematical process called the fast Fourier transform, or FFT, is applied to convert frequency amplitudes in the time domain to frequency amplitudes in the frequency domain, thus producing an image. The central part of K-space is where high signal and contrast data frequencies are stored. These contain the base image information, like the overall structure and shape of the region of interest. This information provides the signal and contrast of the visualized tissues. As we move away from the center of a K-space matrix, we encounter higher spatial resolution frequencies. These frequencies provide information about fine details and sharp edges within the image. This information gives us fine structures within the image, like boundaries between tissue types or small anatomical structures. It is important to note that each data point in K-space does not directly correspond to a voxel within the patient. The data points correspond to spatial frequency information, not specific anatomical locations within the patient. You can think of K-space as a jigsaw puzzle. Each piece of the puzzle contains information that is necessary to complete the picture, but the piece itself doesn't show a mini version of the picture. Instead, each piece contributes to a pattern or texture that, when combined with all of the other pieces, forms the complete picture. Let's try a practice question to test your understanding of K-space. What is K-space in the context of MRI? A. A physical space within the MRI machine where images are stored before processing. B. The space where patients are positioned during an MRI scan. C. A digital space representing the data acquired during an MRI scan. D. The operating system used by MRI machines to manage scanning procedures. Correct answer? C. A digital space representing the data acquired during an MRI scan. K-space is not a physical space, but a conceptual space used in MRI technology. It stores the frequency and phase information collected during the MRI scan, which is crucial for reconstructing the spatial domain image using the FFT. This conceptual understanding is essential for technologists to optimize image quality and scan efficiency. In summary, K-space is a digital storage space that holds the digital signals collected by the MRI scanner. K-space is measured in radians per centimeter. The data are arranged in a matrix, with the highest concentration of signal and contrast located in the center lines, and the highest concentration of detail and resolution on the outer lines. After the K-space matrix is filled, a complex mathematical process called the fast Fourier transform, or FFT, is applied to produce an image.